Glad you are here. This is a 9 News update for Tuesday, April 20, 2021. Kacey Musgraves' next album, due out later this year, will be jointly released via Interscope Records and UMG Nashville. The partnership will find the labels collaborating on marketing, radio promotion, and international marketing for the 6-time Grammy winner's new music. Musgraves' most recent album, Golden Hour, released in 2018 via MCA Nashville, won 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, and landed her on most major critics' consensus 10 best lists for the year. The album's expansive sound substantially broadened her appeal across genres, resulting, in 2019, in Musgraves being the first woman to play both the Coachella and Stagecoach festivals on successive weekends, while her core country music support remained firm, as Golden Hour also picked up Album of the Year honors at the CMA Awards and ACM Awards. Signed by the venerable Luke Lewis, she released her debut, Same Trailer Different Park, in 2013. By the time her second album, Pageant Material, came out in 2015, she was well established as a concert headliner. Both opened at number 1 on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart and garnered raves from critics. Kacey is one of the most powerful storytellers in music today, a true albums artist who creates potent song collections that are timeless, said Interscope Geffen A&M, IGA, Chairman and CEO John Yannick in announcing the alignment. We are truly delighted to have her as part of our Interscope Records family and look forward to working alongside the UMG Nashville team and her manager Jason Owen to deliver this important project to audiences around the world. Added IGA Vice Chairman Steve Berman, Kacey's unique approach to making music and her overall boundless creative presentation is innovative and absolutely exciting. We are so happy to welcome her into our Interscope family. According to people with knowledge of the deal, the partnership is geared at expanding Musgraves' reach as an international artist and leveraging IGA's global presence to help achieve that goal. The appeal to Musgraves' management team, led by Sandbox Entertainment's Owen, was in IGA's reputation for launching a record or project. Also, Owen and Yannick have long wanted to work together. "I have never worked with anyone whose cultural reach is so vast," offered UMG Nashville Chairman and CEO Mike Dungan. "This artist and her music have thrived in so many diverse environments. Kacey, the music and the career deserve the broadest base of experience and expertise. We have discussed some type of cross-label partnership for her music for a couple of years now, and this is the perfect fit. We're excited to partner with our friends at Interscope on the next chapter of Kacey Musgraves." Kacey's music has never had boundaries, said UMG Nashville President Cindy Mabe. "Her clever songwriting, adept storytelling, vulnerable and real emotional delivery, and her overall take-me-or-leave-me spirit have translated through genre, time, space and culture. She simply connects. As we begin to set up her new music, it made sense to once again push the boundaries to reach more fans around the world as we continue to serve the fans who have been here from the beginning." No details have been officially announced about the new album, but in a recent Rolling Stone cover story documenting the early stages of making the record, she did drop a few breadcrumbs. That article revealed that Daniel Tashin and Ian Fitchick, co-producers of Golden Hour, are back for the new project, which could augur a return to what she described as the galactic country of the last award winner. Describing the stylistic variations on the new album, she told the magazine, "Looking at the list of songs, we have some that venture into, like, a Bill Withers land. We've got that synth stuff that we always loved. And we've got some Eagles or America territory. There's a little bit of a dance vibe." From publisher Variety. How country stars managed to stay in shape during the pandemic. The pandemic has been tough for many of us who try to stay in shape. With fitness centers shut down for months and the endless opportunities for home snacking, staying fit during quarantine proved to be a challenge. However, the top names in country music made it a point to not let go of their healthy habits. So how did they do it? The secret lies in exercises and healthy eating, along with a lot of mindfulness. As the co-founder of the Fit 52 workout app, Underwood was determined to avoid the quarantine 15. "I tried to focus on keeping myself healthy, rather than sitting on my rear end at home and snacking all day," Underwood, 38, said of sticking to her mostly vegan diet and heat sessions during the pandemic. Her advice for anyone looking for a reset? It is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Don't do anything you can't see yourself doing a year from now. Noted. "I just try to be nice to myself and do what's good for me," she explained. "And when I don't, I start again the next day." The secret to Musgraves' fab figure and enviable abs? Tabata-based workouts, a form of high-intensity interval training that involves periods of all-out effort followed by short moments of rest, along with Pure Barre DVDs, which focus on lengthening and toning. "I can do the workouts everywhere," the 32-year-old Grammy winner explained. Diet-wise, she avoids carbs and processed foods when she can, noting, "I try my best." From publisher, OK Magazine. Thanks for listening. Check back for more. Love is in the air.